If you don't know what stage 6 load shedding means, it means that we need to shed 6,000 megawatts. What does that mean? It's double the frequency of stage 3. This means you could be affected 18 times in 4 days for up to 4.5 hours at a time. Some people can expect load shedding 18 times over 8 days for 2 hours at a time. So that's how often you will be load shed. EWN reporter Masechaba Sefolaro watching that press conference earlier today. Masechaba, good afternoon to you. Thanks very much for your time. How bad is the picture that was painted by Andre de Reiter today?
Isn't it always a gloomy picture that Andre de Reiter paints every time he warns of load shedding, Mandy? as you just explained, I mean, it's quite daunting to imagine that many hours of load shedding. It's under stage 6 load shedding, which is looming for South Africans. Eskom has warned that it's lost a generation capacity overnight, and that has been exacerbated by the ongoing strike, which is involving workers after wage talks deadlocked with unions about a week ago. And he said that there have been acts of intimidation as that strike intensifies. He's spoken of torching of some property, about coal being dumped along the route, preventing access to one of the power plants, and managers have actually been forced in some instances to actually take over activities. And that's landed us in this situation where we have a significant loss of generation capacity, which will dunk us into that dire state of stage 6 load shedding, Mandy.
What is Eskom doing about the standoff at the moment? We know that there is a deadlock. We know that they got an urgent interdict on Friday. They are going to the CCMA. But are they arresting people, or asking the police at least to arrest people responsible? Are they firing people? What is Eskom doing about the situation?
Well, at this point, Mandy, Eskom says it is considering its legal options, including the criminal charges against those who've been identified as, you know, perpetrators of those acts of intimidation. The Eskom's CEO also says that they are thankful to the National Commissioner, General Masimola, because he's been quite instrumental in how they work around that, that illegal strike, Mandy. But one of the things that also came through today is that Andrew de Reiter is currently in talks with those union bosses who he says have stood together with the employer to denounce these acts of intimidation and this violence, but they do say also that they do not have any power over people on the ground who choose to act in this manner. But yes, he has given the confidence that, well, he has given the promise that they are doing all that they can to speak with unions to overcome this deadlock. He says that the easy thing to do would be just to sit back and say, okay, we will give you whatever it is that you're demanding. However, it is consumers and media who will return and haul Eskom over the coals, over making such agreements and then forcing them to, hike tariffs. We know that, the cost of living is getting higher and higher by the day, Mandy, and we simply just as consumers cannot afford a tariff increase. But he's saying that they are trying to avert that kind of situation and are currently in talks with union bosses to try and quell the situation.
Masechaba, thank you very much. Masechaba Sefolaro, EWN reporter, giving us an update on that press conference a bit earlier on. And if you missed it, here's what happened. Have a listen.
If we get all of that back, and that is subject to considerable risk given the nature of the ongoing unlawful industrial action that we are currently experiencing, there is a possibility that we may avert stage 6, but the risk is there, and therefore we are communicating proactively with the South African public in order for the necessary preparations to be made. This being winter, the load forecast for this evening is quite high. 31,990 megawatts of demand. We have capacity available at this stage forecast of 27,124 megawatts.
That's Andre de Reiter speaking. speaking of earlier on at that urgent press conference that was called. Chris Yellen, energy expert, joining us now. Chris, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. We have been to stage six before. It happened in 2019. I was explaining earlier what stage six means. It means shedding 6,000 megawatts. It means double the frequency of stage three. It means you could be affected 18 times in 4 days for up to 4.5 hours at a time. How bleak is this situation and is it salvageable?
Yeah, stage six load shedding is a very serious issue that will cost the South African economy dearly. It impacts right through the economy. It will affect jobs and investment in South Africa, and it will cause huge inconvenience to ordinary, consumers. When you say, is it salvageable, there are certainly solutions to the load shedding crisis in the short term, and by that I mean up to 2 to 3 years, but it will require a national priority project, a kind of a Marshall Plan that will primarily involve getting the private sector to deliver huge amounts of wind, solar, and battery energy storage. It can be done, it should be done, it must be done. And it's the kind of crisis that I think Eskom is now considering. You may know they have announced a series of roundtable discussions to come with an emergency plan to present to government and the public.
Yeah, so there's two things here, Chris. Of course, the immediate problem is the labor unrest. It's the deadlock at wage negotiations. And then, as you say, the other thing that is holding us all hostage at the moment, and I've written about this today as well, is the fact that we need more generation to be added to the grid from private producers. And that's why we need government to speed things up here. On the issue of the labor unrest and the deadlock that we're seeing there, what are the options that are open to Eskom at the moment in the short term? Because they are considering their legal options. They're going to the CCMA. The unions are distancing themselves now from the unrest, saying that they don't necessarily endorse it. They're giving a tacit approval. So how do we get out of this hole?
Look, when you talk about short term, I'm generally talking about 2 to 3 years. When it comes to a labor dispute, you're probably talking about 2 to 3 months. And the question you're asking is, what options does Eskom have at its disposal in 2 to 3 months to deal with this problem?
Right.
And just to redefine the problem, before this industrial action, we had stage 2 to stage 4 load shedding. Eskom have indicated that this current industrial action is putting at risk 4,000 megawatts, which is 4 stages of load shedding. So if we were doing stage 2 to stage 4 before the industrial action and a further 4,000 megawatts is at risk, and if that comes to pass, then we'll be having stage 6 to stage 8 load shedding. So what can be done to prevent this? Well, there's nothing at a technical level on delivering a new generation capacity in the next 3 months that can address that. So the solutions there are really to come to terms with the labor union demands and the labor unions. Maybe government has to intervene, God forbid. The bottom line is that this industrial action has to be resolved. It may require, immediate legal action by Eskom, and it has gone to court and has gotten interdict. But it's all very well having a piece of paper forbidding, people to go on strike. They're already forbidden to go on strike, but people do go on wildcat strikes. They do picket. They do prevent trucks from getting in. They do intimidate people. There is acts of violence, and there's even some suggestion of damage to equipment in the plant. Those are just realities. They are illegal, but they are realities that ultimately one has to come and deal with these things and resolve them. So there's only one way to get rid of this labor industrial action is to finally achieve some kind of settlement.
Yep, that's it. They need a deal. Chris, thanks so much. Chris Yellen, energy expert, speaking to us there about the situation at Eskom, both short-term and long-term. As he says, long-term, we need a kind of Marshall Plan. We need government to speed things up, to expedite it. I see the DA is calling for Gwere Mantashe, the energy minister, to go. They're holding him accountable. The various unions, the two largest unions at least, have distanced themselves from this industrial action. So NUMSA and NUM, which represents the majority of Eskom's workforce, is saying that they're not endorsing this, but they are giving it a kind of tacit approval. That's what it's, they're quoted as saying in Business Day Today. So they're saying they can understand that workers are enraged at the fact that Eskom is not giving them what they want. And just a reminder of what they want. So NUMSA and NUM initially demanded a 1-year 15% pay rise across the board. Solidarity is demanding increases from 5.5% to 6.5%. NUMSA recently went down. They revised its demand to 12%. NUM is now demanding 10%. It's still well above the headline inflation rate of 5.9%, which is forecast for this year. And Eskom saying, well, we just don't have enough money. We have debt of 390 billion rand. It has received 240 billion rand in government bailouts over the last 15 years or so. So Eskom is saying, well, we can offer you increases of 5.3%, 4.5%, 4.4%. So that's where they are at the moment. There's a huge gap between 5.3% and 15%. And that's the problem here. But we need to get a resolution. We need to get everyone back to the table. And we need to make sure that everyone agrees. So load shedding, which we would have had anyway, because of the generation capacity problems and years of erosion and mismanagement and corruption. But it would be much easier if they resolved this labor unrest issue. So there we are. That's where we are at the moment. We are waiting to hear if we're going to go to load shedding stage 6 this evening. That's the warning at the moment.
Hi, Mandy. This is Cyril Tsumane. Mandy, if only our leaders at the time, Mbeki was at the helm of the government, if only they heeded the call that they should build enough power stations, you know, in order to have more power for industry as well as citizens, we wouldn't be where we are. And the other thing, they should just swallow their pride and get those who are put on early retirement, the engineers who have a know-how of the Eskom thing.
Hi, Mandy. You know, some of us get load shed like 3 times in a day. So what will they do on stage 6? Will they take the electricity the whole day? But what I don't understand is, I work in Edenvale in Sebenza, and in my entire history of working there, that place never gets load shed, not even once, regardless of whatever stage it is. So what's up with that? Does Eskom choose who to load shed and who not to load shed? It's not fair. This is Bafana from Plosroas.